So it's been really nice having my son home from college. I kind of missed him when he moved out, and it was just I was just so happy that rather than like move in with some friends, he came back home for the summer, you know? It's nice to have his energy in the house again. But one issue that I do have with the fact that he's back home right now is that I haven't been able to find a spoon in the house for like the last 2 weeks. And I know where they are. They're in his bedroom. He will sneak. He's not even sneaking off with them. He just like takes them and never brings them back. So I was in his bedroom the other day when I thought he was out, just like gathering up all the dishes and stuff. Because if I'm in there gathering up spoons, I may as well gather the plates and the cups too. And I was under the bed gathering up a couple cups that seemed to have gotten shoved towards the back. I found my favorite coffee mug back there, by the way, and there was a shoebox underneath the bed, and it was odd because that was all that was under there was this shoebox and like the couple cups that had like clearly been missed the last time that he had to do cleaning. But otherwise, all of his stuff has been moved mostly into the garage. So I was like, well, what's this? And I pulled the box out, and I was really just like in a rush. We needed the spoons. Like, we were going to have soup for dinner, so we needed them. I needed to get them in the dishwasher. I don't even know why I looked in the box. I could have left it. I really could have left it. I didn't have to look in it. I know that it was wrong. I know that I should respect his privacy, but I couldn't help myself. I wasn't thinking, I guess. You know how moms get when they're like in that like take care of their child mode where they just sometimes can overstep a little bit. I didn't mean anything bad by it. Anyway, when I opened the box, I've read about these things on the internet, you know. I have Facebook, and a Telegram account, and I keep in touch with all of the neighbors through Nextdoor. I've heard about this, and I was just absolutely shocked. I was expecting to open the box and find pornography or drugs, and I should have been a little bit more suspicious when I picked it up and it was so light, but I just didn't even. I wasn't thinking. So I opened the box, and inside it's just there's some wadded up tissue, and I don't know how a person's supposed to react when they realize that their son is using a box to collect their cum. I wish I knew. They don't cover this in the parenting books, you know? So at first, it was really the smell that clued me in, and like it was all very fresh. It was clearly very fresh because, like, it gets that stale smell, and it just no, this was clearly from like maybe 45 minutes ago before he left the house, and just wadded up tissue, and I can see a little bit of it dripping the corner of the box, and I don't know. It was busy. I was in a rush. My brain just all I could do was reach in and pick the tissue up just ever so delicately because I feel like I wanted to like reassure myself that I was seeing what I was seeing, and I gave it the smallest smell because you know, sometimes our eyes can trick us, and it was, oh my God, it smelled so good. And it was at that point that I looked up and I realized that there was somebody in the doorway, and I was so flustered and embarrassed and confused, and I immediately slammed the box closed and put it on the ground and kind of like tried to toss it underneath the bed. And of course, that didn't work. It like bounced off of the bed and then popped open because the lid wasn't on very well and everything kind of scattered across the floor. And I looked up and there's my baby boy just staring down at me with this look, this horrified look. And I've gone a little bit cock dumb, I'm gonna be completely honest. I guess more cum dumb is the more accurate. Look, it smelled so fucking good. And I've been terribly careful to hide my proclivities, my sweet boy. And I just... Well, his father and any of his father's friends will tell you that the minute I just, like, get a whiff of it, I am just a fucking fiend for the cock and the cum. And he's standing there, and the look on his face, again, he's just absolutely horrified, and he's flustered, and he's stammering then that, Mom, it's not what it looks like. And I'm sitting there on my knees, panicking to get up, tripping over myself a little bit, because, again, I was just trying to get this all done in a rush, and I didn't really realize what I was doing. And as I stumble, I kind of fall and run into him, and then I'm bumping him up against the wall, and we're both kind of, you know, scared and skittered and worried about touching one another. But it just, finally, we both kind of calmed down a little bit, and he helped me stand up. My boy's such a good boy. And I stammered through the whole thing. Baby, I am so fucking sorry. I did not mean to go through your things. I did not mean to look through your personal things. And he just looks so much like his father sometimes, you know. It's terribly confusing. I can feel my brain trying to get back into parental, appropriate, I didn't just find my son's box of cum, brain state. And no, he's right in front of me, and I come back to, he's also a little bit flustered, and I find my voice is like slowly rising as I'm trying to stammer through the whole thing. And he has his hands on my shoulders, and I can feel his fingers dig into me just a little bit, and the look on his face, he just looks, he closes his eyes, and you know when your body just kind of reacts and you don't really think about it, you just do the thing, and then the next thing you know, you've done the thing and your body's in a, like, I don't know why suddenly my hands were kind of on his waist, just like his hands were on my shoulders and my hands were on his waist. And it was like we were dancing, you know. There's still room for a Bible between us, so it was like we were dancing. It was innocent. Look, maybe I'm making this sound a little bit more dramatic than it was. I don't want you to think that I, like, wanted to suck my son's cock, but maybe I wanted to just get a taste. And that was all my brain could think about, was how delicious the box smelled opening it. I would have, like, if you had told me this was something that I was going to be doing today, I would have thought it was going to be utterly disgusting and horrifying, and I just wouldn't be able to, like, if you told me that, I would just be unable to stop thinking about how it smelled and how thick it was.